Hello, I am the Boogwoogman, also known as Jerry DB. First, I'd like to say I'm not part of Ankama Games Studio, whatever. I am a player who plays on the Remington server, the best server. Why? Because I do events on that server, obviously. The point of this podcast is for fun, to advertise my events. I'm going to try to give you my all the week's events coming up for like next week or so. Anyway, the moment you have not been waiting for a time where you consider it waiting, my events. Sorry, this is actually a new kind of Rickroll. Oh my god, I'm on fire. I better hurry up. Anyway, enough with the silliness. Time to get down to business. My first event, well, of this week anyway, the Nun Dungeon, Thursday, the 25th of October. This is the sixth Nun Dungeon event I have run, because I'm awesome. This time it will be actually done on a Thursday, not on a Wednesday. I'd say ideally you really want to be level 70 or above to join. Because you'll probably die, or well, unless you're in a really strong team and you're just getting leeched. Done. It's just not really that enjoyable if you're not really level 70. You just can't do enough damage, or if you're an any, you can't really heal a sufficient amount to be considered a good team member. Oh, I'd like to say thank you to Snow, who is just awesome. For anyone who doesn't know, Snow. Gave me a hell of a lot of monk seeds or monk essence. I actually did a nun event for 12 hours just from all the seeds that Snow had given me. I lost count the amount of seeds I used on the event because I had to rescue people. Like my team had, I don't know, two disconnections through, well, through 12 hours of playing anyway. So thanks again, Snow. Snow seeds are going to be used in this event. So if you see him, thank him, because he's awesome. How I do the nun event? Basically, it'll start between. I'll just give you English times because it's easier on me. 6 p.m. to 11 p.m. And we'll sort of when enough groups are ready, and I mean 100% ready, not. Oh, we've got members AFK. When all the teams are ready, and obviously people turn up late because they're cool. When all the teams are ready, then I open the dungeon. I'll try to make as many full teams as I physically, as I humanly possibly can, because I'm nice like that. And then I'll wait till every team has finished the dungeon before I reopen it. I will, throughout the dungeon, PM the other groups to see how they're getting on. For example, are you dead yet? Can I steal your drops? When are you going to pay me back that camas? Like general chat, which is very important. It's not much else about Nun Dungeon. Apart from that, it is just fun. I know, killing Nun is just fun. It's just such a funny boss because it summons and then you can't kill it. Until you kill the summons, or if you're in a ridiculously strong team, you might get away with just killing the nun just outright, which is hilarious. Or if you're with my team, which might not always be the super strong team, I use fire IOP and a saddie and a totem, and that is like it's just too much fun. Okay, and a firecracker using the totem. It's pretty funny. That's about it for the Nun Dungeon. So the time again, Thursday, 25th October, 6 p.m. to 11 p.m. Well, when the group's ready. Anyway, my more exciting event, which is unique, which will only be once a year, if I can be bothered to do it next year. The Trick or Treat Sunday, the 28th of October. This will be, again, English times, because I'm lazy, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. The reason I've done it slightly earlier is so you can join Fill the Turtlebacks PvP tournament. I know you have to look up details for that. He should advertise himself. Okay, how does the trick or treat event work? It's very simple. There'll be people giving out candies, and there'll be other people receiving candies. What people do, it'll be at and around the Vamps app, and it will just be all around there. And we've set up our haven bags. And then when people go in looking as scary as possible, they'll say the magic words, trick or treat. And then if they're the host of the Haven bag is happy, then they should give everyone candies, and then everyone will be happy, and we can even make friends. Okay, maybe not friends. Okay, so people go to so people set Haven bags up, give out candies, and other people will run around getting candies. People can switch between giving out and getting anytime they want. I will, because I like doing it. I'll be giving out candies throughout the whole event. I will also try, not that I've been farming tokens for a whole week, and I'll continue doing it this week, hopefully have enough candies for everyone so I can give it. Say if you wanted to give out candies but you couldn't be asked to actually farm the candies yourself, you can, which I will hopefully have enough. I'll give you them, so you can still be part of the event. The twist is there'll be two contests during the event. The first contest, the scariest player. Very simple. Just the whoever gets voted the scariest player will win some camas. And then the other contest, the scariest Haven bag. Again, whoever decorates their Haven bag, which you, the players of the event, would judge as the scariest, wins. If not enough of you judge, and to when you judge, you literally just PM me and go, "Jody B, blah blah, is really scary," or "Their bag looks amazing, they must win." If for whatever reason not enough of you do it, then I'll be the judge. And I'm obviously the best judge. I should just judge it to begin with, but I think it'll be more fun if everyone else judges. Okay, now hopefully, fingers crossed, when the event is over and we're all ecstatic, we're all worn out from all the candy giving and candy receiving, then I will try, if it's possible, for whoever wins the scariest Haven bag, we'll have a very small party. And the scariest person, I don't know, we can throw some pies at them, steal their candies. We could just have a mini party in the Haven bag. If for whatever reason it can't happen, we'll have a very small party in my Haven bag, which would be fun. And then after that, I think Fill the Turtlebacks event starting in Brack. But you might want to look up details, because last time I got mildly lost in the mines. Well, I think that's about it for my events for this week. I hope you enjoyed listening to me. If you're falling in love with my voice, excellent. So you might as well just subscribe, like me, like the video, add me on Facebook, join my Guild Alliance, quit your guild. Join my guild. Give me camas. Give me equipment. What else can you do for me? Oh, compliment me in game. You need to compliment me in game whenever you see me. Thank you. This has been fun. Goodbye.